How to always be inspired. Each rose represents a story, so I'm never at a loss for what to type. I just look deep into the heart of the rose, read its story, and then write it down. Steve Martin. The definition of the word inspiration is to have air breathed into your lungs. So here's a trick. Open your mouth, breathe in. Is there breath in your lungs? Yes? Okay. Bam. You're officially inspired. Now you can get to work on that novel or painting or screenplay or starting your own company. Good luck. Let me know how it goes. What? Is that not helpful? Not useful? Not filling you with awe and ambition and a desire to go out and perform like a trained circus otter? Let's think of the phrase, to have breath breathed into you, as a metaphor. Oh no, she's a poet. Better run the other way. Inspiration. In spirit. Air. The force and natural gift of the universe. Inspiration is everywhere you go, where people are breathing. If you want to be inspired, you just have to open your lungs and inhale. If that's not enough, try opening your eyes, your ears, your nostrils, your mouth, whatever hasn't been sewn up. Any orifice will do. Whatever comes in, that's what you are supposed to make art out of that day. When my students tell me they can't think of anything to write about, I say, open your eyes. What's in front of you? Breathe that in, whatever it is. Make a list of things in the room around you, or make a list of things in your parents' room, or things you might find in a dead man's wallet. If your room isn't that interesting and you don't have a dead man handy, here's something else you can do. Go to a coffee shop. Coffee shops are a veritable vortex of cosmic interplay, a little slice of the human experience, a small canvas on which are reenacted the painful and triumphant dramas of all human existence in miniature, and in LA, even more so. I usually go to my little coffee shop down the street or near the beach, and I can see a cast of characters living there: Judy Garland, Star is Born, Guns N' Roses, failed and flailing artists' little lives. Women glossing their lips, boys playing guitars, men hunched over their laptops, hunting and pecking feverishly, drilling out in dribs and drabs the words of a screenplay you just know will never get produced and will ultimately lead to some tragic, cocaine-soaked lost weekend that will make perfect material for some better writer to write about later. Characters from a Hopper painting, all. If you get really lucky, something tragic or insightful will happen. Somebody will have a nervous breakdown, or break into a fistfight, or get a phone call that their mother has just died, and begin revealing the small, personal details of their life. If you get really lucky, something tragic or insightful will happen. Somebody will have a nervous breakdown, or break into a fistfight, or get a phone call their mother just died, and begin revealing the small, personal details of their life right there on the thin, tiled polish of the coffee-colored floor. Just last week, I saw a man in a Starbucks mumble something to himself, then pick up a chair and throw it at another man typing at the counter. The man was probably working on a screenplay. I like to think he was uninspired and hoping for something interesting to happen to give him an idea of the human drama that goes on around him. Who are all these people? I don't know. But it is very kind of them to follow me around, showing up in coffee shops I go to and revealing themselves to me in their various ways. Shoving their stories in my face, flashing their most personal possessions in front of my eyes, generally living their lives in full view to give me inspiration for my next poem about how sad and disastrous it is to walk into a coffee shop on Sunset before 9 a.m. when all the working class folk are there to politely order a latte and leave. The point is, the old saying is true. If you're bored, you're boring. If you're not feeling inspired, you're clearly not breathing. Get out of your house, get out of your routine, stop searching the deep, dark treasure trove of your own heart for material, and look at what is going on down the street. There's drama unfolding every minute of every day. There are small outbursts of overwhelming emotions, frustration, alienation, triumph, and joy and need. There are opportunities for artists to pick up on these things everywhere they go. If coffee shops don't work for you, go into nature. In a minute, I am going to leave the coffee shop where I am writing and go walk on the beach. There will be girls playing volleyball and men asleep in sleeping bags, a man who has slung a hammock underneath the pylons of the Santa Monica Pier, families teaching their babies how to surf, shells that have been cracked open by gulls, and overhead a thousand birds circling, looking for trash and crabs and crumbs that strangers are dropping for them to eat. And I will write it down in my journal, how the seagull is a metaphor for all artists. I'll finish this blog by saying, be like a seagull. Show up each day at the edge of the world with an empty belly and an open eye. Look out below you. Someone will walk by, fat with stories. If you watch long enough, you might see one drop like crumbs out of their pocket. Keep your mouth open and be ready to swoop down into the sand.